first is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. And rock Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board for some anti-gravity mixing. The two top plates of Europe, pronouns! Straight time, rock and roll away.
Thank you. Dojley, it's time for Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the mighty, mighty WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. That's radio for the rest of us. And we're streaming worldwide on the web as well at www.wrir.com. Org. And Global Agogo has been underwritten since its inception by the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center presents music, theater, dance, and visual arts. The 2010-11 season will include performances by pipa player Wu Man, Cuban music sensation Tiempo Libre, and Brazilian percussionist Ciro Baptista. Season subscriptions are now available. You can find out more at modlin.richmond.edu. And WRIR is underwritten by the Psychic Festival this Saturday, June 5th, 10 to 6 at the Aquarian Bookshop in Carytown. Over 40 readers and healers will offer psychic, tarot, astrology, numerology, and palm readings, plus Reiki, healing touch, massage, past life regression, and more. Proceeds benefit Baby Girl Project and Free the Children's School Building Project in Kenya. Psychic Festival this Saturday at the Aquarian Bookshop, 804-353-5575 or thepsychicfestival.com. And welcome to Global Agogo. Glad to have you aboard for a very special show today. For those of you who are not aware, and most of the people in the world actually are aware of this, the World Cup, the International Championship of Football or Soccer, gets started a week from today, June 11th. For the first time ever, the World Cup is going to be held in Africa, and it's going to be in the country of South Africa. I thought this would be a great opportunity, since South Africa is going to be way in the news here for the next several weeks, to introduce a lot of you to the music, who aren't familiar with it, to the music of South Africa. For those of you that are familiar with it, there is so much great music to play from that country that doing a two-hour show is absolutely trivializing all of the great material that's available. I'm going to gloss through a bunch of different styles here real quickly, trying to pick out things that I think are real highlights and maybe just give you a flavor for all of the exploration that you might have ahead of you if you're interested in this kind of music. It's one of the first international musics that turned me on to music from outside the U.S. That was back in the early 1980s. I'll be playing some things that I listened to then. I'll be playing some things that have just been released this year, and I'll be playing something from 1939 in this set as well. But let's get started. I thought what would be an appropriate way to start this show, and Ladysmith Black Mambazo, probably as well known as any South African recording artist, and here is their version of the African National Congress anthem, right here on Global Agogo.
Morena bolo, la se chama sa yesu, And we'll be hosting the Total Football Show here.
Wait, why has it got to be called the Total Football Show?
Because that's what it's called.
In your country, in this country, we call it soccer.
Fine. Hi, I'm Daryl.
And I'm Taylor.
And we'll be hosting the Total Football Soccer Show.
There it is.
Where we'll be talking all things football.
Or soccer. Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. here on WRIR.
Thank you. keep on rolling right along. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Charles inviting you to listen to the Other Black Music every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I'll bring you the alternative sounds in the world of black music. Afrobeat, blues, reggae, salsa, soca, black rock, jazz, soul, African reggae, zydeco, soukous, funk, fuji, brass bands, boogie, Latin and African hip-hop, and, of course, more, if you can believe that. Tune in every other Sunday here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM for the Other Black Music.
And that is the sound of South African jazz, or township jive, as it was sometimes called back in the day. That's a revival recording from a group that calls themselves the African Jazz Pioneers, a bunch of older musicians who are all active in the South African big band scene in the 1950s and 60s and beyond. And one of the original members of this African Jazz Pioneers group, the late, great Kippie McKetsey, and you heard him on the previous track as well. We'll get to that in a second. But African Jazz Pioneers, 1989 recording, we heard the song 1010 Special. That's named after the train that was the last train that would take you from Johannesburg back to the township of Soweto. This was back when there was a 10 p.m. curfew. So if you didn't catch that train, you were going to get arrested, the 1010 Special. And before that, Kippie McKetsey, as I mentioned, he's sometimes called the Charlie Parker of South Africa, an absolutely astonishing saxophone player who was very underrecorded due to, well, it's not a really great place to work as a musician and be black. That was one thing. And then the second thing was he had the typical musician personal problems that kind of got in the way of him being able to successfully work and record. But that is one of the few tracks that was ever released under his own name, Kippie McKetsey and the Marabi Kings, from 1958, the song Goli Kwela. It's a real landmark in South African jazz. Before that, it was Miriam Makeba. If you ever wondered why she was so famous, it's one of her last South African recordings from 1959. That was the year that she left the country. And with her group, the Skylarks, and it also featured the penny whistle playing of Spokes Mashiyani. And that song is called Our Child Is Gone, Ule Ngoana Bafo. And I'm going to struggle with these Zulu Xhosa pronunciations throughout the entire show, so you'll have to bear with me. And before that, we heard from another penny whistle player, and penny whistle or Kwela style, one of the most popular and still played to this day in South Africa. And we heard one of the famous penny whistle players, a guy named Lemmy Special, and that is his actual recording name. And he has nothing to do with the guy in Motorhead, by the way. That song is called See You Later. That was a big hit in 1958. Before that, a song you probably all know, Mbube, which is in the Zulu tongue means the lion. And it's recorded by Solomon Linda's original Evening Birds. It was recorded in 1939, and it's been recorded 10 gazillion times since then, sometimes known as The Lion Sleeps Tonight or Wimowe. And we started off the program, an all-South Africa broadcast on today's show, with the African National Congress anthem as recorded by Ladysmith Black Mambazo in 2005 on their album Long Walk to Freedom. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. If you'd like to give me a call, the phone number here is 804-649-9737. You can leave a comment on our blog at the website WRIR.org. That is a new feature. That's an old feature. We used to have it a few years ago, and now we've got it back on the new website. So go ahead and send me a comment if you like. All you have to do is go to the website and find the blog, find Global Agogo, and click on comment, and you're commenting away. And another way you can contact me is by email. You can always send me an email during the show or anytime. GlobalAgogoRadio@gmail.com. And this program is supported by founding underwriter Sticky Rice, serving American and Pan-Asian entrees in a friendly, eclectic atmosphere. Sticky Rice is open for lunch and dinner daily, 11:30 a.m. until the wee hours, serving fresh sushi, noodles, sandwiches, and entrees in the fan at 2232 West Main Street. Across the street, Sticky to Go-Go features a full to-go menu. Call 804-358-2633 or visit stickytogogo.com. And be where it happens during First Fridays. Richmond's First Fridays Art Walk is held on the first Friday of each month, rain or shine, between 6 and 10 p.m. That means it is happening today, starting very soon. This unique cultural event showcases Richmond's thriving arts community, focusing on the exciting and varied arts and cultural venues located along the historic Broad Street corridor. You'll find galleries and street performers, plus your friends and neighbors, from Marshall Street to Cary and between Monroe and 3rd Streets. Look for live music courtesy of the Maudlin Center for the Arts. Also, look for some folks at a WRIR table. We will be out there, as we are for every first Friday, so you can meet some of our folks, pick up a schedule, say hello, tell them what programs you like and what programs you don't like, and get your friends who don't listen to the station to get information about us. Oh, pick up a bumper sticker, too. Find a sitemap and updated information about First Fridays at www.firstfridaysrichmond.com. All right, well, we played some South African jazz, and we're going to play some more contemporary-style jazz. Long time ago, back when I was in graduate school, as a matter of fact, in the early 1980s, I did a jazz radio show at the University of Chicago, and that was around the time that I was really getting into world music for the very first time, and I remember doing an all-South African jazz show, 2 hours of it, and an artist that I played a lot of on that show is the next artist, Abdullah Ibrahim, also known as Dollar Brand. And we're going to hear what I think is his greatest ensemble. They were called Ekaya. And this is their first album, simply called Ekaya. It came out in 1983. And this song is called Ekseo Windhoek Tuno, which translates to I Say Man to Windhoek Now, right here on Global Agogo.
We'll be right back.
So, totally irresistible South African jazz recording, actually made in London, I should point out, as all of these musicians found it much to their advantage to leave the country. That band's called Dudu Pukwana and Spear. Dudu Pukwana on alto saxophone. And who's the personnels on this? I mean, these guys are just outstanding. That's Mongezi Feza on trumpet, and Louis Maholo on drums, Harry Miller on bass, and Biso Ginkana on tenor saxophone. And its recording was made in 1974. That's right, and has been reissued many times. A real classic. Also of modern South African jazz, Dudu Pukwana and Spear, that song called Baloyi. The album is called In the Townships. Before that, we heard from Abdullah Ibrahim and Ekaya from their very first record together from 1983, and Exeo Windhoek Tuno with Abdullah Ibrahim on piano, Carlos Ward on reeds, Ricky Ford, tenor saxophone, Charles Davis, barry sax, Dick Griffin with a great trombone solo on there, Cecil McBee on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. And you are listening to Global Agogo on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. And we're doing a program of all South African music, since South Africa is going to be in the news here because of the World Cup being there. I thought everyone ought to get a chance to hear some of the great South African music of all different genres that's out there. And we're going to switch genres a little bit here and move from the jazz side to the back to the township side. And this is a style of music I'm going to be playing here those next several songs called Umbakanga that really was created by government decree because the government decided that blacks would only be allowed to sing and record in native tongues. And so this is a style that is kind of comes out of the Maskanda tradition of guitar playing, and was kind of added on to that was some kind of American R&B influences, and what you got was a totally irresistible, funky dance music, and there are many, many, many great recordings of this style of music. We're just going to hear a few, and we're going to get started with something from one of the finest compilations of that style of music that was ever released. This was actually voted the critics' number one record the year that it came out, which I think was like 1985 or something. It's called The Indestructible Beat of Soweto, Zulu Jive Volume 2. Absolutely highly recommend this record, every track on here. Starting with this one, first track, first side. The song is called Awunga Loboleli, or Can You Pay My Bride Price? And the group is Udokotela Shange Namajaha. Check it out right here on Global Agogo.
Well, I will pull in this. Abanye bathatha kanti baqedwa kodwa ngasale kungenzile nje nda Ophezwe ngizilingana yamaqalo yena uvolini esibili usona usigcina usola angazike zingaphela ngithini ngoba zithi sezizonke sizulobale Long love, Alubamba ikhudile. Sathi nomnyaka ngasehamba hamba. Kene ngani iphosa umbile ebale ikhona zasondela. Manje sikhashukile namhlanje. Yusuf.
That's what Maskanda sounds like today. That's a style that has had a revival in popularity. And a lot of it is gospel-related music now, including that track by Shiani Nkobo, and that is called Uchesu, from Shiani Nkobo, guitar and vocals. And Maskanda, one of the source materials for Umbakanga, and we heard two classic Umbakanga tracks before that. We heard the Melotone Sisters with Amakola Band and E. Sivano, and that is on a great new compilation that I'm really excited to have here at the station that's called Next Up Soweto, Volume 1, Township Sounds from the Golden Age of Umbakanga. It's on Strut Records. We had an extra copy of that that we actually gave away during the fun drive. Hope the lucky listener is enjoying it as much as I'm enjoying the copy of it that I acquired myself. And there's a lot of compilations of Umbakanga out there, and so when this came out, first thing I did was check and see if there were any overlaps of any of the tracks on any of the other compilations that I had, and there were zero. And I thought, that's a really good sign. It's a great record. Before that, we heard from Udo Kotela. I told you this is going to be hard. Udo Kotela, Shange Namajaha, and the song Awungo Lobolele. I'm pretty good at that word. And that one word, sort of like German, means, can you pay my bride price, my Lobole? Like it's like a reverse dowry. And that's from The Indestructible Beat of Soweto, Zulu Jive Volume 2. You're listening to Global Agogo on 97.3 WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. We're streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org. If you're interested in more information about the stuff that I'm playing, my playlist is up on our blog. Just find the top story on our blog. It says Global Agogo, Friday, what does it say? June 4th, 5 to 7 p.m. And just click where it says read more, and you'll see the whole track list of everything I've played so far. And I'll be posting the new stuff as I play it as well. Global Agogo is sponsored in part by the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center presents music, theater, dance, and visual arts. The 2010-11 season includes performances by acclaimed Irish ensemble Danu, Japanese taiko drumming ensemble Kodo, and guitar duo Sergio and Odair Assad. Season subscriptions are now available. You can find out more at modlin.richmond.edu. And WRIR thanks Broad Appetit for underwriting support. Broad Appetit, where food and art intersect, Sunday, June 6th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on West Broad Street between Monroe and Adams. Featuring food from over 50 locally owned restaurants, growers, farmers, and specialty food providers, a jam-packed music stage, interactive kids area, and cooking demos. You can visit broadappetit.com for more information, and let me spell that for you, BROADAPPETIT.com, Broad Appetit. And let's move on to another set of great South African music. That's what we're featuring here today on this show. The occasion, as I've mentioned before, is that the World Cup of football is going to be played in South Africa in, I think, 7 or 8 different cities. And that's going to get started a week from today. And the world's attention will be on South Africa. First time that the largest sporting event in the world has ever been held on the continent of Africa, as a matter of fact. And so I just thought that was a great opportunity to pull out a wide variety of South African music for you guys to hopefully enjoy. And here's a band that took the Umbakonga sound and made it really popular, one of the most popular bands in South Africa of their era being the 70s, 80s, 90s, long-lived band called the Soul Brothers. None of them are actually brothers, I don't think. And you'll hear two things: fabulous singer in this band, and you'll hear this great organ playing that really harkens back to the days of it makes you think of maybe of Booker T and the MGs or something like that. The Soul Brothers. This song is called Malume from 1976. Check it out right here on Global Agogo.
Don't be lonely. Lela.
Listeners. My name is LG Rhythm. I am the virtual assistant to Stunted Development host Bill Ferrer. My weekly objective is to scour the vast Stunted Development archives to bring you the best in ironic, esoteric, and absurd recordings, It is my pleasure to be of service to you from 11 p.m. until 1 a.m. on Sundays on WRIR 97.3 FM. Also, please join the Stunted Development Facebook group and follow SD on WRIR on Twitter. Stunted Development is the best freeform radio show on the planet.
Some new music coming out of South Africa, very much in the Umbakanga and Zulu tradition there. That group is called Kaya, and the song is the title track of their new album, Vula Masango, which means opening doors. You can also find that on a new compilation from the folks at Putumayo Records called Putumayo Presents South Africa. And I love that track. I've just been playing that over and over for myself. Before that, we heard from Brenda Fassie, the late, great Brenda Fassie. She is sort of the Madonna of South Africa, probably more famous for her completely messed up personal life than for all of the famous and very popular recordings that she made. One of my favorite songs of hers, Sumbulala, which means don't kill him. It has to do with an ongoing dispute between different taxi companies. And before that, we heard from the Soul Brothers from back in 1976 with a fabulous organ playing, and we heard the song Malume. You're listening to an all-South Africa program of Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove right here on 97.3 WRIR. And here's a record that I think has been widely acclaimed as one of the best popular records in Zulu style that's been made in, the last 20 years. From 1998, another female singer, Busi Malongo. The album is called Urban Zulu, and I highly recommend this record. We're going to listen to a nice long track on here that's called Awuku Umuzi Ongena Kukuluma Kwawo, which means there are problems in every home, from Busi Malongo right here on Global Agogo.
Oh, my people, family. Family was the core of heart security and sense of belonging. Can you now look to your neighbor for help when the family pillar begins to chip and crumble? No, they too wear a mask of strained false contentment, but cry for solutions to family troubles. On the street, people take the lives of others, yet you remain silent. What holds your tongue? Your sisters and brothers across the borders, neighbors still, suffer tyranny, war, poverty and starvation. Yet you close your eyes to their faces of woe, close your ears to their lamentations of suffering, turn your backs on their hell, only to face the worries and pain in your own house and homeland. And where is your voice of intolerance to this reality? Hear the cock crow the alarm for a new dawning. Change is the only constant. Open the gates of mercy in your wall of fear and anger, so the blossom of compassion can bloom, feeding from the roots of courage. In churches, keep preaching truth. In schools, keep instructing right knowledge. At home, keep persevering through crises. Leaders, sit and reason with the people and listen to their talk. So let us unite and proclaim your right as the cock crows the alarm. Claim your right in the family of mankind.
Oh! stalwarts, the veterans, the heroes, the legends. From Rivona to Robben Island Prison, from Robben Island Prison to Portsmouth Prison, from Portsmouth Prison to the bigger prison, South Africa, I dedicate this poem to the heroes of our struggle. From prison to prison, from Rivona to Robben Island Prison, from Robben Island Prison to Portsmouth Prison, from Portsmouth Prison to restrictions, Governor Mbeki was released and could not be quoted. I dedicate this poem to the heroes of our struggle. From prison to restrictions, from prison hospital to the house arrest, Eric Wana released both arms paralyzed and could not be quoted. I dedicate this poem to the legends of our struggle. From prison to procrastination, from Rivona to Robben Island Prison, from Robben Island Prison to Portsmouth Prison, from Portsmouth Prison to Victor Verster Prison, Nelson Mandela's release became the swan song of the regime. I dedicate this poem to the stalwarts of our struggle. Let me salute the foundation of resistance. Let me remember the warrior. Let me remember 1906 rebellion. Let me remember Chief Bambata. Chief Bambata took it to the mountains against Kong and colonialism. He preferred war and death rather than servitude to the throne. I dedicate this poem to the gallant compatriots of our struggle. Let me dedicate my poetic praise to the kings and chiefs of our times. Let me dedicate my poetic praise to the leadership from the dungeons. I talk of tested leadership, the leadership that stood the test of time. Yes, a leadership of great stature, a quality and deep conviction, quality and wisdom combined. I dedicate this poem to the heroes of our struggle. Like an oak tree, they survived all kinds of weather. If at all there is a going in, there is also a coming out of prison. Prison is therefore not a grave. From Rivona, seconds became minutes, minutes became hours, hours became days, days became weeks, weeks became months, months became years. Again, years became months, months became weeks, weeks became days, days became hours, hours became minutes, minutes became seconds. Then the prison gates and doors were wide open. I dedicate this poem to the gallant heroes of our struggle. Like gold and diamond, like diamond and gold, in honor to be refined, they have gone through the pass of time. Leaders whose families suffered, persevered and died. Leaders whose families have gone through degrees of hardships. I dedicate this poem to the family units of our struggle. Comrade husbands, I dedicate this poem to you. You were deprived the most precious prime time in your lives. Your wives became political widows, while you, the real husbands, remained alive in the dungeons of hell. I dedicate this poem to the gallant compatriots of our struggle. Let me dedicate my poetic praise to the movement of the people. So much has been said from time immemorial. From Reagan administration to Thatcherism, from Thatcherism to Botherism, a terrorist organization led by terrorists. They said, no, I call you combatants, I call you veterans, I call you legends, I call you heroes of our struggle. I speak of Nelson Mandela, I speak of Walter Sisulu, I speak of Governor Mbeki, I speak of Ahmed Kathrada, I speak of Elias Motsoaledi, I speak of Raymond Mhlaba, I speak of Andrew Mlangeni, I speak of Eric Wala, I speak of Oscar Mbetta, I speak of Zephaniah Mutubing, I speak of Jaftama Semola. I dedicate this poem to the heroes of our struggle. Isibongo, Zengosi Gazikletwa, Gigawa Koto Ganjani, Amakawe, Asi Africa, Amakawe, Anjengo JB Max, No Moses Gotani, Amakawe, Anjengo Moses Mabita, Johnny Makatini, Kajinabanya Seva Kodama, Stephen Bantu, Obigo, Hector Peterson, Ricky Tena, Dave Webster, Dr. Ribeiro and your sweetheart, Zingunya Makanda, Siegwe. My praising cannot be complete unless I dedicate my poetic praise to Comrade Oliver Reginald Tambo. O for organize, R for regiment, T for take over. The movement of the people survived all episodes and tragedies, from tragedies to infiltration, from infiltration to ambush, from ambush to slavery, from slavery to resistance, from resistance to prison, from prison to resilience, from resilience to power and freedom. Thank you.
That's the People's Poet of South Africa, Mzwaki Mbuli, and his song Stalwarts, a tribute to the leaders of the African National Congress, the men and women who performed the impossible, converting a quasi-fascist, terrorist government into a democratic one. Awesome achievement on their part. That's from his album Resistance is Defense from 1992, and I really couldn't do a show of South African music without playing that song, which just always makes me want to salute the flag every time that I hear it. A great song. Busi Malongo before that from her classic 1998 album Urban Zulu and the track called There Are Problems in Every Home. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the Tower of Low Power. And this program is available as a podcast as well. If you would like to find an index of all of the podcasts for Global Agogo, you can go to my website, which is www.globalagogo.com. You will find show descriptions, track lists, and links to the downloads. There are over 5 years, getting close to 6 years' worth of podcasts of Global Agogo available for you to download and listen to at your leisure. And I also want to say hello to our listeners in the on the other two radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network, CKDU, Halifax, Nova Scotia, KRFP, Moscow, Idaho. Hello to our listeners there as well. And WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares both old and new, Manic Panic, and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. And expect heavier-than-normal automobile traffic around VCU's Monroe Park campus June 8th through the 19th, as area high schools hold graduation ceremonies at the Siegel Center, 1200 West Broad Street at Harrison. VCU and the Richmond City Police will work to minimize inconveniences, but traffic flow will be affected. Broad Street between Belvedere and Lombardi Streets will be closed to traffic periodically at the conclusion of some weekday graduations. So don't be surprised by delays around VCU's Monroe Park campus June 8th through the 19th. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. Okay, we got time for one more set of South African music on today's program, and I'm going to play something that I'll bet you did not expect that I would be playing, some garage rock. Yes, from 1967, a South African garage band called The Invaders. This song is called No Money, No Honey, right here on Global Agogo. I would gladly stay
Feel frustrated with drive time radio?
The Tuesday morning breakfast blend will not be undersold.
The Tuesday morning breakfast blend, good for chicken, pasta, pancakes, even apple pie. With 1 hour of breakfast blend, call now and we'll double the offer for a limited time only. The Tuesday morning breakfast blend, achieve that ultimate lift and shaping. A $50 value, yours free. The Tuesday morning breakfast blend is breaking its own record. Keeps you warm when you're feeling a chill and won't raise your heating bill. The Tuesday morning breakfast blend won't slip and slide. Made of 100% natural ingredients. Made in America. Gives you extra light where you need it. The Tuesday morning breakfast blend eliminates all those problems and more in just a snap. For one low, low price. Supplies are limited. To order the Tuesday morning breakfast blend, tune in Tuesday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. WRAR LP 97.3 FM or WRAR.org.
Wazani maipi siyezo wetu, wazani maipi ekikini, wazani maipi siyezo wetu, wazani maipi abonala.
Uamangale, uyangale, uyasifika sikona. Uamangale, uyangale, uyasifika sikona, sitale kikini. Uamangale, uyangale, uyasifika sikona.
Wazani maipi siyezo wetu, wazani maipi abonaga.
Uamangale, uyangale, uyasifika sikona. Uamangale, uyangale,
sihlale kigini uhamba ngale uyanga le uyo sifika sikhona
And that's the band that really got me into South African music. The band is called Juluka, and it was founded by one white guy and one black guy. And basically, just to play in a mixed-race band back then in the 70s and early 80s was illegal, prima facie. Johnny Clegg, Sifo Mchunu, and their band Juluka from the album Scatterlings from 1982, Two Humans on the Run. And the way that I heard about that band wasn't from, you know, hearing it played on the radio. Even back then, that you couldn't hear something like that on the radio. Actually, I read about them in the journalism of Joseph Lelieveld, who was the New York Times' correspondent in South Africa. And he would later go on to become the editor-in-chief of the New York Times. And he wrote just incredible columns from South Africa during the years of apartheid. Wrote about Juluka, and that prompted me to want to find out more about them. And it turned out that they did have recordings that were actually being released in America. And I think after he wrote about them, that happened. And so that was the genesis of that. By the way, if you want to read a great book about South Africa, Move Your Shadow by Joseph Lelieveld. And I'll recommend a second book for you specifically about South African music, In Township Tonight by David Copland, which I also read in the 1980s and is back in print. And it's a little bit technical, but it's got all kinds of great background about all different styles of music from South Africa. So there's two recommendations on the reading front for you as well. Before that, we heard a classic track from the Mahotella Queens. That is not such a deep cut because it was on the soundtrack of the movie Something Wild with Jeff Daniels and Madonna, directed by Jonathan Demme. And the song is called Wazani Mahipi, which means hippies come to Soweto. And if you you might have recognized the song. It's basically a cover or a ripoff, depends on how you want to look at it, of Soul Makossa by Manu Dibango, which was really the first African song to become a hit record in the U.S. This version from 1975, and it's been re-anthologized on Volume 2 of the Next Stop Soweto series from Strut Records, which is called subtitled Soul, Funk, and Organ Grooves from the Townships. We heard two tracks from that compilation, because before the Mahotella Queens, which features Malathini, who's the king of the groaners, the guys who sing like this, That was a big style in South Africa in the 70s and 80s as well. We heard a band called The Heroes doing basically a straight soul funk track called Come With Me. Great track. And we started off the set with The Invaders from the year 1967, No Money, No Honey, some garage rock from South Africa. And that's on a great record I've played now a few times on my show called Kazumbi, African 60s Garage, Volume 1. So there will be a Volume 2. You can't get much more obscure than African 60s Garage. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us. And that's just about all we've got here on Global Agogo on this special all South African music show commemorating, in honor of or in anticipation of, I guess I should say. So let's reminisce about tomorrow night's fight. Yeah, in anticipation of the World Cup that's coming up starting a week from today. And with the eyes of the world on South Africa, I thought I would get your ears on South Africa as well. And I hope you've enjoyed the travelogue. Lots of different styles all crammed into the show. It certainly could have been a 6 or an 8 hour show, no problem. But it's all I have time for. Christian is ready to come in here with this modern beat. He's going to have another great program for you starting at 7 o'clock. I've got a couple of things that are going to lead right into the hip-hop stuff that he plays, because I'm going to finish with some Kwaito, which is the most popular urban style coming out of South Africa these days. It's heavily influenced by British and American house music. You'll hear that on both of these songs. You're going to hear, first of all, Zola doing Bambatha. It's a song obviously titled after the Zulu king. And we'll follow it up with Arthur doing Haibo. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I will not be in here next week. I'm going to be on vacation. Eric Walters from Wide Ear Folk is going to be filling in for me. He's going to be doing a great job. I'm sure you should check it out. I imagine there'll be some reggae involved since he's a big reggae fan. But he's a world music listener as well. So stuff he doesn't get to play on his regular show, he will be playing here next Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. So I'll be back in 2 weeks. A tout à l'heure.
Hello?